All right, we are back. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. Sorry I had you listening to music for a while. I was having such a great time talking to Casey before I'm about to bring him on. Casey Wrights is the president and CEO of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts right here in Orange County. It's the largest multidisciplinary nonprofit performing arts institution, a role he has held since 2019. And I'm going to have him share his backstory of his career in theater and the arts leadership all the way back to New York City. And I'm so excited to have him on. Here we go. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
I was telling listeners I was having such a great time chatting, I needed to bring you on.
We were having a nice time. Thank you for bringing me on.
Absolutely.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely. So share with us on this 40th anniversary, what's happening?
Well, it's a huge question, but all kinds of stuff are happening. I mean, it's a very positive time to be associated with the center. And, you know, depending on how you define it, we've been around for 40 years or 50-some plus years. Mm-hmm. We had a great group of community organizers who spoke to Henry Segerstrom 50-some years ago and started raising money to create this beautiful arts complex. But the buildings themselves and everything that we've been doing on campus has been going on for about 40 years now, so we're really excited to be announcing and celebrating our 40th anniversary, and it's actually kind of a dual anniversary. We're having the 40th anniversary of the campus of Segerstrom Hall, which is our original home, but we added the concert hall, which is the home of a lot of our music and our resident companies in 2006, and so we're just celebrating, and we're getting ready to do a lot of exciting new initiatives.
Yes.
And one of the biggest ones is our first artist in residence, Arturo Farrell, as part of our Hispanic and Latino Arts and Culture Initiative, but which we just celebrated and launched on Monday, which was a lot of fun, but
fantastic.
A lot of announcements coming very soon, which is really cool.
So let's talk
it's
about
nice to be going into kind of the next generation of the center.
I love that. So I want to dive in. Tell us about the Spinoza series.
Yeah, well, the Spinoza series is really, you know, it started with a real interest and passion and coordinated effort to make a better outreach to the Hispanic and Latino communities. We've been, I think, celebrating the art of that community on our stage for many years, but never in kind of such a coordinated, I think, way where we're really launching it and talking about these traditions and these stories across our various art forms that we do here. You know, we're not just about theater or dance. We're about everything. So it's theater, it's dance, it's music, it's family shows. It's about pretty much anything you could even possibly envision if you enjoy the live performing arts. And we hired a new VP of programming to replace the legendary Judy Moore, who had retired, Lamore Tomer. And what we talked about was wanting just, you know, we have great art on our stages, we have great art in our classrooms, but just having artists just involved around the center all the time. And Arturo really fit the bill as our first artist in residence. You know, not only is he really kind of a legendary musician, really working in a lot of different kind of formats, but a six-time Grammy winner,
sure,
two-time Latin Grammy winner. He's just fantastic.
That's amazing. So the energy must have been amazing on this opening.
Oh, yeah. So we had this great event on Monday where we brought out a lot of our people, friends from the community, our fellow artists, our fellow board members, and announce this. And Arturo got to come out on stage and perform and take questions from the audience. And what's really cool about Arturo, not beyond his incredible artistry, is, mm-hmm, you know, he's coming to Orange County. He lives in New York. He's coming to Orange County. He's really going to get to know the community. But he's not just going to sit in a room and, you know, write some music. He's going to get out into the community and get to know folks and talk about what they want to see on stage, what their experience has been with the center, or what experience they haven't had with the center. You know, mm-hmm, what is it going to take to entice you to come to the Segerstrom Center? And we know, you know, in large part, people like to see their stories on stage, the stories of their lives, the
sure
stories of their communities. And I think Arturo going out into the community and really listening to people's stories will be massively influential on what we do here at the center.
You bet.
A lot of value there.
So the Spinoza series is actually celebrating 257 years of California's Hispanic heritage. That's impactful. Wow.
Yeah, and the Spinozas are a wonderful philanthropic family here in Orange County, and I've gotten to know them over the past several years. And Connie Spinoza's on our board, and they're not just big supporters of the center. They're big supporters of the Langston Orange County Museum of Art, Mission San Juan Capistrano, and I've seen them really invest their time and energy into Orange County, and they knew that this was a wonderful platform to really help the center reach the next generation of attendees and really celebrate this cultural heritage. And, you know, we can't do it alone. You know, ticket sales only cover about 75% of our revenue here. We rely on philanthropic support, especially in the areas where we're trying to improve the lives of those in Orange County. And the Spinozas have given us the resources to launch this initiative, along with the, you know, good humor and generosity and support. And it was exactly what we needed to be able to make this happen and to move this kind of work to a bigger plane than we'd been able to do in the past.
Definitely. And don't you feel that this is more than just entertainment? It's really a way to connect people and celebrate identity.
I mean, absolutely. You know, we, and certainly entertainment is a big part of what we do, but we, you know, we're a performing arts organization, but we talk about ourselves more and more as a cultural anchor. And by cultural anchor, we really mean an institution that wants to be engaged, involved, listening, and serving. You know, being in service to the community is really significant for us. So we want to serve the community. We want to use arts to do it. You know, so anytime we can partner with any kind of community organization, whether it be the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Alzheimer's Orange County, you know, using the arts to bring people together, bring together a greater level of understanding, eliminate this pandemic of loneliness that we have in our country, and, you know, really do good for the people. And that's what our goal is.
So how do you feel celebrating cultural heritage brings people together?
Well, it's like I said, I think people, they have shared experiences. And we're you know, when we, what we do when we're doing it at our best is bring people together in a theater, in the plaza, in a classroom to have a shared experience. And, you know, people like to be challenged. They like to experience new things, but they also want to see their stories on stage and the things that connect them and people's traditions. Their shared heritage brings them together. And that's why, you know, we're, this kind of programming, I think, is huge, from Arturo during his Afro-Latin jazz orchestra to, you know, historic jazz, or excuse me, ballet that really celebrates the history of jazz. Or excuse me, I keep saying jazz.
It's okay.
dance in the community with Ballet Folklorico. You know, there's kind of something for everybody there that I think they will be familiar
with. Yes.
Oh, will really make spark.
You broke up a little there. I don't know if somebody's trying to call you.
Oh, no, it's just probably bad.
That's okay. Connect.
But just, it's just about seeing something that, you know, hopefully is familiar, but also stretches people's boundaries at the same time.
You bet. I mean, these events can be for people connected to the Hispanic heritage, but it's also really for everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we always embrace our current audience, and, you know, the audience has been with us for a long time. So we want to introduce them to new art forms and help them along kind of an artistic journey, as well as reaching new people. You never want to, you always want to stay with the people that, you know, have been involved for the last 40 years. And that's a great thing, too. We celebrate them as well.
So I'm going to take a step back, and I would love you to share a little bit about your career in theater and the arts leadership. I want to find out how you landed here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. My entire career has been in the performing arts, pretty much the nonprofit performing arts. I I went to college thinking I wanted to be an actor, and then I kind of realized that I wasn't very talented at being an actor and didn't really have the mental toughness for that career, which is a very challenging career.
Sure.
But I really embraced what theater and the performing arts did for my life. It's a huge reason why we engage in a lot of arts education here. It gave me a purpose. It gave me discipline, hard work, really understanding empathy and collaboration. You know, I'm a big sports fan. I love football. I love baseball. I love hockey. But I wasn't particularly talented in athletics, but I found that the arts can give a lot of the same kind of experiences and help build a young person's confidence in the same way the athletics can. But I pursued a career at a little theater in Atlanta called Actors Express, and then I eventually moved north and studied theater management at the Yale School of Drama and moved to New York soon after that and started in positions at Broadway nonprofits, Manhattan Theater Club, which had a Broadway theater on West 47th Street, the Friedman, and then I worked at the Public Theater in downtown New York that had a wonderful headquarters in the original public library in New York, and they're mostly well known for doing free Shakespeare in Central Park. We did free Shakespeare with Al Pacino doing Merchant of Venice, Anne Hathaway doing Twelfth Night, Meryl Streep doing Mother Courage and Her Children. It was just amazing. And then I went on to run a theater called Second Stage Theater in Manhattan, and one of the biggest things we produced was a musical called Dear Evan Hansen by the composers Pasek and Paul, who have done The Greatest Showman and some other really remarkable things. And that show went on to win the Tony for Best Musical, which was a complete thrill. And while I was there, we purchased and renovated the Broadway Theater, the Helen Hayes Theater. And we owned and operated that theater, and Second Stage still owns and operates that theater. But, I had kids, and I was starting to think more about a great community to settle down in and a community that really embraces arts education and community outreach as much as the work on stage. And my friend happened to run American Ballet Theater, which is our official dance company here at the center, and she mentioned that about the center, that she had had a great experience here, and I interviewed, came out, and looked at this beautiful campus in 2019, and I was just blown away by all the things that could be done here. And, you know, now we're doing those things. You know, a lot of those kind of initiatives, like we've been talking about with the Latino and Hispanic initiative, and it's just been a wonderful experience being here in Orange County. People, there's a lot of civic pride around the center in addition to love of the arts, and it's a great place to be.
There sure is. I love what you just shared. It's a very nonlinear journey of different experiences, but then again, it sounds linear. I mean, it landed you here, and it's just a wonderful background. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you.
What is coming up that people could attend or learn more about? Workshops, performances, things like that.
Well, there's so much going on, and right now we just had
I can tell listeners, by the way, if they go to scfta.org, they can find out, right, the complete schedule?
That is absolutely the best way to do it, because we have offerings pretty much every day of the week, 365 days
of
the year.
Wow.
It's very exciting, and you know, in addition to a lot of the initiatives we just talked about, and that really launches with Arturo's first concert here, but that's not until the fall. That's not until September 19th. So before then, we have some great ballets. We have American Ballet Theater, who does the Nutcracker every year, returning with their production of Sylvia in the coming weeks, and then Broadway will start back up this summer with The Sound of Music, which is a big one that, you know, my family grew up with and my kids love.
Yes.
And then the legendary, you know, Phantom of the Opera is coming this summer. So, again, you know, it's stuff that you may not be familiar with, stuff that you want to challenge yourself with, or things that are just, you put around you like a warm blanket, like Phantom of the Opera or Sound of Music. And so there's a little bit of something for everybody here.
And you and I talked about this before we got on air. The arts, a great cure for a funk.
Yes, yes. You know, it's so fascinating because, like I mentioned around athletics, I think the arts just build a spark in you. I mean, our mission is about, we believe in the transformative power of the arts. And so many people that come here, work here, you know, donate their time or money here, we're really inspired by participating in the arts. And it brings joy, it brings collaboration, it brings a social network around you to really, you know, help people that, you know, sit around and talk about what it means to be human, what it means to to have empathy for people, what it means to help people, what it means to create something new and beautiful with other people. I mean, these are the things that can help you get out of a funk more than anything and relieve any sense of stress, nervousness, anxiety, you know, just spending time with people with similar aspirations and joys around just celebrating art and celebrating life.
And having a new experience, taking that mental vacation from whatever it is you're struggling with, and having that moment to submerge yourself can really just be a game changer.
That's right. I mean, you know, life's hard. Daily life is hard.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of news in the world that's really hard. And so to be able to come and be in a dark theater, to be out on the plaza and really focus on what's going on at that stage, what somebody's trying to share with you, what they've created, and they're trying to really create a connection with you. That's really what it's ultimately about, is the connection between the performer and the live audience sitting there. You know, it's not a passive activity. It's an active activity. And this is what really makes people's hearts go aflutter.
Yes. And I will say this, because I've done this myself, you can go alone. You can go alone to this experience,
and
you will not feel alone. You'll sit next to somebody, you'll strike up a conversation, you'll mingle at intermission, and you will feel uplifted.
Absolutely. I've probably gone to the movies and theater and, you know, think more often by myself than anything else, but that's what you have to remember. You're surrounded by like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for a reason. They either love the performing arts, they might love what's on stage, maybe it's new for them, but there's certainly a connection point. You're all in the same room to experience the same thing. So the conversation starter is already there for you, you know, so you can have a great social experience along with a great artistic experience.
Fantastic. If you're just tuning in, I've been speaking with Casey Reitz, president and CEO of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, and we're talking about how they're celebrating the 40th anniversary. It's just fantastic, everything you have going on. So I do want to direct people again to the website, which is Segerstrom Center for the Arts, which is scfta.org. Anything else you'd like to leave us with?
No, I'm just so grateful for the time, and we're doing so many, I think, exciting things that if you live in Orange County, there's something here for you. I absolutely promise you that. And so please go to the website, like you said. And if you like the performing arts, you know what we're talking about. If you don't, give us a shot.
Yes. A great way to get out of the funk and whatever it is you're struggling with. And as we said, you know, there is a loneliness epidemic and people get anxious being in public, and that's a common thing. You're not alone. If you come to one of these events, you will probably feel less alone.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. Yes, get out of the funk.
Yes,
that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. All right, Casey, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. Hope to speak to you again soon.
That was Casey Reitz, president and CEO of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, talking about the Segerstrom Center celebrating 40 years of the arts. There's a new residency, a new initiative, a sustained commitment to the arts for all. Up on my show blog, I put all the information about the events that are going on, a few of them, and then I'll put up the link later on to the Segerstrom, the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. They just had Arturo O'Farrell, multi-Grammy Award winner, performing. So many great things going on. Viva the Spinoza series, made possible through the generous support of the Spinoza family, helping to bring a wide range of Hispanic and Latino artists and traditions to the stages and classrooms. Again, all the information is on the show blog. If you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head over to KUCI.org for our complete schedule of public affairs and music shows. Learn more about the hosts we have here at KUCI. If you want to find out about being a guest on my show, you just send me an email to Janine, that's J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. That is a wrap for me. Up next, SoCal New Waver with Pass Forward. Stick around for that great show. And he's got some surprises in store for you. Not going to give anything away. Oh, it is April 1st. I didn't pull any April Fool's jokes. Oh, well. Have a great week, everyone. I'll be back next Wednesday. You're listening to Get the Funk Out right here on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.